This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we read the book of Isaiah, we now come across the suffering servant as described in chapter 53. In this portion of Scripture, look at who he is and what he has done. The description is graphic. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrows who suffers, is crushed and pierced, punished, oppressed, and afflicted. Pick out those overwhelmingly negative and painful words. Contemplate what they felt like to the suffering servant. Then recognize that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, experienced all of these things. He did so because it was necessary if he was to save us. Look at verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone astray just like sheep, drifting, wandering, doing our own thing, going our own way. Because of this, it was necessary for our iniquities to be put on him. The only way for our sin, our going astray, to be forgiven is for Jesus Christ, the suffering servant, to take on himself the full weight of our sin. Listen to verse 12. He poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah describes the awful suffering of Jesus Christ and also his resurrection. Verse 11 declares, "After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied." The Masoretic text reads, "He will see the result of the suffering of his soul and be satisfied." As the resurrected Savior, he sees what his suffering does in the lives of believers and is satisfied. Is the way you live satisfying him?